Welcome to session 1.5 of the ASRML tutorial, where we're looking at the model line in an ASRML job. This is the real power where you define for ASRML the model that you want to fit. Now, there are two aspects of the model. One is the fixed and random effects in the model, and the second aspect is the variance structures that apply to those random effects. In this session, we'll just assume that the variance structure for the random effects is identically, independently distributed. But the power of ASRML really comes in from having a much more diverse range of correlation and covariance structures that can be applied to those random effects. But that's a little bit complicated for this session. So let's lay the foundation first of the linear model. The linear model line comes next in the ASRML job after the data file line, the line that specifies the data. And it is a line which has the basic structure of the name of the dependent variable. We'll think about the univariate case first, followed by the tilde symbol, which is read as modeled as, and then a list of model terms which are fitted as fixed effects, then the qualifier exclamation mark R, which is followed by random terms that are fitted as random effects in the model, and then if there are some additional fixed terms that we want to fit but we want them to be included in the sparse section of the modeling, then we have another exclamation mark F and then those fixed terms. An example where you might have exclamation mark F is where you're fitting a genetic model for, say, weaning weight of some animals, and you might have some fixed effects like the day of birth or the age at weaning. You might have a breed effect, you might have a sex effect. In the random effects, you might have the sire, and in the fixed sparse effects, you might have a group, herd year season or something, which takes out group effects. Now, you would include something in that sparse fixed group if it is large and of no particular interest, but needs to be taken account of. For the model terms that appear in the first list of fixed effects, the fixed dense list, are included in an analysis of variance table, and the random terms are included in the variance component table. The fixed sparse terms, their effects are included in the solutions, but they do not appear in the analysis of variance. Several comments. First of all, in terms of this use of the word dense and sparse, to obtain an analysis of variance that is conditional on the order in which terms are fitted, ASRML honours the order that you specify terms in the fixed dense part. So these model terms are not reordered in ASRML, they are fitted in that order, and they are fitted as a dense set of equations. Of course, the processing power of ASRML is to take account of sparsity, but that's not taken account of with respect to model terms in that first section. The sparse section is generally the larger model terms, and these are the ones that have lots of zeros in the coefficient matrix, and ASRML seeks to avoid doing the calculations for those cells that are zero, and that saves a lot of processing time in large models. Well, we might talk about that a little bit more later on. So we have the name of a response variable, the tilde symbol representing modeled as. We have a list of model terms which are fitted as fixed effects. We have exclamation mark R, and then a list of model terms fitted as random effects. And then we might have exclamation mark F and some more terms fitted as fixed effects. If this list, which can get quite long, isn't on one line, then it can be spread over multiple lines, provided the incomplete lines are terminated with a comma. Well, what are the model terms that can be included? There are quite a few model terms and functions or constructions based on those model terms. There are a few reserved words, otherwise the model is made up of terms that have been defined from the data. So they are names that were defined in the data definitions. The reserved terms are mu, and all of these model terms are case sensitive, so that they need to be spelt the same way as specified here for the reserve terms, or as defined in the data definition for model terms defined in the data. Mu represents a constant term in the model that is fitted. MV fits the missing values. If you don't include MV and there are missing values in the data set, then ASReml will discard the records which have those missing values. Why would you estimate missing values and not discard them? Well, the main reason is when you're fitting a structured variance matrix to the residuals, it is much easier to define that if you have a complete cross-tabulation of cells and estimate the missing values, rather than trying to define it when you have an incomplete classification or cross-classification. A third reserve term is units, which just fits in the G component, that is in the sparse terms, a random effect for every plot. Now, normally, that would be the same as a residual. So we only include this term if we have a correlated residual being specified in the model. And how to define the covariance structure for the residuals is also reserved for another session. The data terms that might be in the model are just the names of variables that are defined in the data, or they might be functions of those terms. Typical functions are at group, comma, 1, for example, where group is a factor, and this is at group 1 is a binary variable which is 1 if group is 1 for that record, and it is 0 if group is not 1 for that record. Or split of x, 10, which defines a spline with 10 knot points equally distributed based on the variable x. Or facx, which defines a factor based on the unique levels of the variable x. So in the spline context, that would define a lack of fit term. Now, the proper definition of a spline is that you need to have mu in the model as a fixed term, you need to have x in the model as a fixed covariate, and then split of x in the model as a random term. And then if there is an extra strata in the experiment, then you might also have fac of x to define the lack of fit at the strata which x applies. We can analyse a transformed response variable, or we can generate a transformed value of a covariate. For example, log of x, 1 means use the log of x plus 1 as a variable or covariable. Now, model terms can be built up from these elemental things, so we can have interactions, and a normal interaction is defined by A dot B. It can also be A colon B. So we have various forms of interactions. The term at site, 3, 5 dot row is actually shorthand for at site 3 dot row, at site 5 dot row. And ASReml, as it reads that line, formally expands it into two terms, at site, 3 dot row, and at site, 5 dot row. There are other shorthand combinations. A star B is expanded to A, B, and A dot B. and you can have up to a five-way thing there. So you can have A star, B star, C star, D star, E, and it will expand out all the interaction terms up to that level. Or A slash B is expanded to A dot B, the traditional nested structure where the levels of B are defined within the levels of A. As we said, if the model is to be spread over multiple lines, finish the line with a comma. Now, random terms are defined in exactly the same way. That's the definition of a model term. It's just that they follow the exclamation mark R character. And then they have an initial default variance ratio associated with them of 0.1. That means that in a simple univariate case, the variance of the random effect is a tenth of the residual variance. If you have information that tells you that it is bigger or smaller than that, then you can follow the term by its initial value for the variance parameter. And if you want to allow the variance parameter to be negative, the default will be that it will be forced positive, and if it wants to go negative, it'll be fixed at a very small positive number. But if you want to allow it to be negative, then you can follow that with exclamation mark GU for unrestricted. In other words, it can go negative. Or exclamation mark GF if you want to keep it at a fixed value. So that specifies the basic rules for model terms and lay the possibility for a quite large model to be defined by combinations of terms defined in the data. There are a large set of functions that can be used, model functions. We've introduced the split function. Other functions include pol for polynomials, leg for Legendre polynomials. We can have sine and cos and various other terms, and you should look up the user guide to see what those are. The next part that may be part of a job is a predict statement. The predict statement will follow the model line, so you've fitted a model, and then you might want to get a table of predicted means out of the model. So this contrasts with the tabulate statement, which gives you raw means. And the predict statement will be discussed in another session. But in a simple case, it simply means having a line which says predict, starting in column 1, and then the name or names of the factors in the model that define the table to be predicted. So predict A will form a table for the levels of factor A, averaging over other terms that might have been in the model. After the predict statement, we have variance structure lines, which will also be discussed later. Now, it's important to understand the order in which ASVML processes the lines in the job. It reads the AS file down until it's read the model line and parsed it. And if it can't parse the model line properly, then it will stop at that point. If it's got an acceptable model line, then it will read the data file. It will produce the data summaries. It will do any plots and tabulations that have been requested. And then it will seek to read the variance structure lines. If there are problems reading the variance structure lines, then it will fall over at that point, but you will have a data summary. If it hasn't read the model line properly, then there won't be a data summary either. Well, having read all of the input file, it then will fit the model and report the results, and there are a range of output files that are produced as a result. The general principle of all of this is garbage in, garbage out. We need to be sure that the data that we are reading is correct, And so we check the data summary, and we need to check that the model is reasonable. So at this point, I suggest you look at some particular examples, and there are three examples that I would refer you to in the user guide. There's examples in sections 15.1, which is a split plot analysis. Then there's the example in 15.2, which is some growth data of rats. There's some example 15.3, which is some voltage data. And there's discussion of these things in the user guide. And then you should seek to get some of your own data and set up a job which summarises the data and does a simple analysis. So over to you.